Chapter 1. On February the 24th, 1815, the watchtower at Marseille signaled the arrival of the three-master Pharaon, coming from Smyrna, Trieste, and Naples. The quay was soon covered with the usual crowd of curious onlookers, for the arrival of a ship is always a great event in Marseille, especially when, like the Pharaon, it has been built, rigged, and laden in the city and belongs to a local shipowner. Meanwhile, the vessel was approaching the harbour under topsails, jib, and foresail, but so slowly and with such an air of melancholy that the onlookers, instinctively sensing misfortune, began to wonder what accident could have happened on board. However, the experienced seamen among them saw that if there had been an accident, it could not have happened to the ship herself, for she had every appearance of being under perfect control. Standing beside the pilot, who was preparing to steer the Pharaon through the narrow entrance of the harbour, was a young man who, with vigilant eyes and rapid gestures, watched every movement of the ship and repeated each of the pilot's orders. The vague anxiety hovering over the crowd affected one man so much that he could not wait until the ship entered the harbour. He leapt into a small boat and ordered the boatman to row him out to meet the Pharaon. When he saw this man coming toward him, the young sailor left his post beside the pilot and walked over to the side of the ship, holding his hat in his hand. He was a tall, slender young man, no more